Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's 8:42 at KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
His numbers are pretty staggering if you look at them. 381 days in space. Well, 381 days, 15 hours and 11 minutes. 48 hours and 37 minutes of spacewalk time.
Oh, yeah. If we just read his accomplishments in his awards and merits and medals, we wouldn't have time to talk to Colonel of the United States Air Force and NASA astronaut Mike Fink, an Emsworth native who graduated from Swickley Academy. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and John. How are you? How yins doing out there in Pittsburgh?
we're doing well. You'll be happy to know that there is snow downtown Pittsburgh this morning.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they're filming Batman here.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've actually put fake snow down, and people in Pittsburgh are getting used to that. You know, seeing unusual sights, obviously, when you're in space, you see sights that the rest of us never get to see. And now that the shuttle program's over, what are you going to do?
Well, just because we're stopping the space shuttle program doesn't mean the American space program is gone or that NASA is out of business. We still have a strong space program with the International Space Station. We have six people on board right now, two Americans and an international crew. We're going to continue sending people up and down to the space station by using the Russian Soyuz rocket. But what I'm excited about, and it's not here yet, and we wish it were, but it's not, but we got the industry, companies, just regular old companies that are making rockets that are going to send stuff, cargo, and then people to the space station. And then that's going to free us up at NASA to go beyond low Earth orbit. It's only like 300 miles up where we are right now with the International Space Station, and I want to go farther.
And what's it like? I mean, how do you describe when people say, when you're up there looking at the Earth, what's going through your mind?
Larry and John, it's amazing. I mean, and I wish, and that's why I'm excited, is because we're going to get more and more people with this private industry. Hopefully, like we have everyone could take airplane rides now. Everyone could take rocket rides in the future, because I want yins all to see what I have seen. It is absolutely, we have the most beautiful planet in the whole solar system. And just to watch your Earth go by at 17,000 miles an hour is just absolutely incredible. Oh, yeah, and then you can fly around. You can float, and that part is really cool.
And when you say you want to go further beyond just going to the space station, where do you want to go?
Well, there's a lot of really cool things out there that we need to know more about. And the more we know about the universe, the better life is on planet Earth. But so I want to go to an asteroid. It's not me. I mean, I want my friends, or if I can't go for whatever reason, I want the program to take humans to an asteroid, because the more we understand about asteroids, the more we can avoid the Armageddon syndrome, with the movie with Bruce Willis
right.
And that. And then also there's I want to go to the moon. Moon would be really cool. We can have so many resources there that we could use here on planet Earth without hurting Mother Earth,
Why did we stop going to the moon, Mike?
But money and a failure of imagination, as they say.
And it's just that simple.
It's a country always has to decide where it's going to invest in. And people like me, we're always thinking we should invest in the future, invest in the next generation of explorers. And it's because people that were on the moon that inspired a lot of kids, growing up in Pittsburgh and other cities across America, in the 1970s, and the space shuttle program inspired us in the 1980s.
I would imagine that there are people out there who would say, yeah, it's nice to dream and it's nice to think about flying to asteroids or Mars or the moon, but the fact is we just can't afford that anymore.
We can't afford not to. What is the future of our economy? I mean, where did the whole high-tech engine of our economy now come from? I mean, the microcomputer industry and things like that all had the roots in the space program.
So yeah, people forget about that part. And you've spent, since you came back to Earth, you have been traveling around the country, and you told us you talked to the president, Nancy Pelosi, all these political folks and others. What are you telling them?
Well, we're just, for one thing, as government employees, we're not lobbyists, so we just tell a little bit about our adventure. We tell about what we did in flying around in space. The same questions that the average person wants to know is the same questions that the president and the members of Congress have for us, too, because everyone's really fascinated on an individual level, and it's just as a collective group that we need to make sure we're still funding this valuable investment for the future.
Now, how old are your kids now?
I have a 10-year-old who's a Steelers fan, like you wouldn't believe, and a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old.
What do they ask you when you talk about going up in space? What kind of questions do they ask you?
To them, it's routine. I mean, that's just what I do. And so they want to know if they're going to go to Florida or to Russia for the launch, because they remember my previous launch with the Russians out of Kazakhstan. And they like going to Russia because ice cream is really good there. They like Florida because, heck, it's Florida, and they go to Disney or Orlando or another kind of a theme park. So they think they get a good vacation out of it.
When you come back from your trips to space, do they say, "Did you bring me anything?"
Well, they're not used to me bringing them stuff back, but this time I swiped some candy out of the food locker and kept it in my pocket and gave it to them.
Well, Mike, we're very proud of your accomplishments and continued success, and to your mom and dad, Edward and Alma and Emsworth, always great to have them on board with us all the time.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back to Pittsburgh, hoping to get a chance to talk to a lot of schools. There's a lot of school kids out there that, you know, I haven't met yet, and do my job to pay back all the teachers, all my friends, all my family that supported me on my great journey to go out in space. So hopefully I can pay back to the community, because that's what we do in Pittsburgh.
Well, please come see us, too.
I love it and can't wait to see the new KDKA studios.
Yeah, your seat's right here.
All right. Astronaut, former commander of the International Space Station, United States Air Force Colonel Michael Fink on News Radio 1020 KDKA.